Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Hilchos Shabbos Klal Hei. We're learning Sim Yud Gimel, the series on the topic of Halakas Neiros. It's sponsored anonymously. It's exclusive for those who need Shiduchim. The Chayyadim continues and he says, the V'yasa Neiros Aruchim Shiyudolkos Aralayla Lishtamash Ben Balayla L'pachas Shal Yidluku Kolzman Achila. Now the purpose of the Neiros is to enhance the meal, so preferably the Neiros should last through the meal. And this way, throughout the meal, the person is having the benefit of having the Neiros, which enhance the meal. That's the point of the Neiros, not that they should just last for the beginning of the meal. The whole meal really should be eaten b'mokom Neiros, we will see later on. Furthermore, if a person is making early Shabbos, so the Neiros are lasting through the meal, which the person made early Shabbos, but the point of the Neiros is they should continue until the nighttime. The person should be able to have the Neir there to help them see what they're doing in the home, etc. So the Neiros should last until the nighttime. If the Neiros are small and they do not last until the meal, even. Now, if they last long enough, Mishabur says, to be used for food preparation for the meal, b'diyeva, that would be sufficient. Not l'chatchila, but b'diyeva, that would be sufficient. Or, b'chad malikim b'bayis o'echlam b'gagos b'chotzer, they didn't have air conditioning. It was very hot sometimes. They were light in the house, and they would go outside and eat outside. So they're not benefiting at all from the nair for the chila purposes. If the nair doesn't last till the time they come back in, so what did the nair do for them? It didn't enhance the meal. It didn't help them at nighttime. So habi bracha lebatola, lekima mitzvah. In that situation, they were not making mitzvah with lakas nairis. They did not create nairis which enhance the meal in any way, benefit them in the meal. It's not right late nairis which enhance their shalom bias, that when they're in the house, it's dark. So therefore, the nairis have to last the appropriate amount of time. Now, nowadays, we've discussed multiple times the idea that the bracha that a person makes should really be done in conjunction with the electric lights as well. So even though the nairis are not benefiting, the person's eating out, and they're coming back home. By the time they get back home, the nairis will not be lit anymore. So what's the bracha on that? The nairis are not going to be there when you're benefiting from it. So if the bracha person makes sure that the bracha is going on the electric as well, that the person lights the electric as part of the halakha's neiros process, so then when they come home, the electric lights are still lit. Their bracha is not a bracha lebatola, because it was niskayim by the bracha that they made on the electric lights. Chazal said that a person enjoys their food when they can see it. So part of onik Shabbos is to be eat in a place which is well lit. So a person decides that he wants to eat somewhere else. The person should not do that. The person should not leave a lit room to go eat in a dark place. For example, moving into the chatzar, says it's hot in the house. So now we have this conflict. Should they eat in the house and enjoy the fact that they're eating a meal in a place which is lit, or move outside where it's dark? So a person should eat in the makom neiros. But the mitzayir harbe lechol b'bayis, it's very uncomfortable inside the house. There's a lot of flies, and you want to go outside where the fresh air will cause the bugs to run away. It's an example that Chayyadim gives. Mutter lekadosh lechol b'chotzav mishaneris b'bayis. A person that would eat in the chotzer. The point of the Neiros is to enhance your Onik Shabbos. If by being makpid to eat by the Neiros, you're decreasing your Onik Shabbos, so that doesn't make any sense. So if the Neiros are going to be available for you to help the person prepare the meal, or the Neiros will be helpful when you come back in after the meal, the mitzvahs are going to last all the way till that time. So then you can make a bracha on the neiros. Otherwise, you cannot make the bracha on the neiros if you're planning to eat in the chotzer. Now, you notice that the language of the chayyadim was mutter lekadosh lechol b'chotzer. You're allowed to say the Kiddush and the Chila and the Chatzar. We will touch on the idea of switching from the place you say Kiddush to the place that you're going to eat. It would be problematic. The Kiddush has to be Mamakam Suda. Shlach Adam is clarifying that he's not discussing the idea of moving, saying the Kiddush inside and then moving outside for the meal, because that would be problematic. He's saying that the person is going to say the Kiddush and the eating will be done in the Chatzar. We will talk about that more, Bessar Shem, when we learn the halachas of Kiddush and Kiddush Mamakam Suda. Meanwhile, have a good day.